Good morning, and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
Good morning, and welcome to Food for Thought right here at 1100 KNZZ AM and 92.7 FM. And we are happy to be here. The sun is out. And you know what? I hope you enjoyed that snow, because I did. Mark is sitting over there, and I think he's all for the snow, too, because we know that summer is coming and those hot temperatures. So let's enjoy this weather while we have it. And a lot of people look at you like, something wrong with you. But here we are, well into January 2022. And I don't want to make any predictions. We're just going to take it day by day, I think, is how we have to do it right now. And, you know, I have a lot of family members right now who have Omicron, but they're all doing well. And it's just time. So as we go along in January, we start to think about, oh, what could we do? Something a little different, something to brighten it up. And I know I've got these little lamps that I collected from Hobby Lobby over the years, and I have them situated in various rooms, and turn them on the minute it starts to get dark, and it just adds that warm coziness. And I was looking in the kitchen, and I've been wanting to get new lighting in there, and I go, and then all of a sudden I thought to myself, what would Christopher Lowell do? And I go, it's time to get Christopher Lowell on the show again to help us brighten up and maybe even talk some food for thought. You know, perfect month for soups. I've been doing a lot. I took some frozen that Julie brought me down one time, and this was from Costco up there. It was tortilla soup, and I took it and I threw in a couple cans of Hatch's enchilada sauce and some corn and some more beans. And my son-in-law said, hey, where'd you get this soup? And I said, actually, from you guys. And then I doctored it up. So there are things you can do to brighten up January and February so you are ready for spring, my friend Christopher Lowell.
How are you this morning?
Oh, I am great.
I love that little bit of snow yesterday.
Oh, I do too.
That's the nice thing about Grand Junction. It snows the next day. It's gone.
Yeah, yes.
You know.
And we are on the south sun in the front of our house, so it clears the driveway. You know,
sure, exactly,
and then we look across the street, and there it looks like we're in winter wonderland.
Yeah.
So we kind of have both.
Yeah,
and it makes it easier, Christopher. For people, I can't imagine anybody not knowing who Christopher Lowell is, because you are the designer. You are the guy who started the whole.
Well, I maybe didn't start it. I just revamped it.
Well, you know? Sure did a long time ago.
Long, long time ago.
Yeah. What was the name of your show?
There were three shows. The first show was called Interior Motives.
Yes.
Which was the first time you actually had comedy and you had emotional motivation and all of those other things combined with how-to rather than just standing behind a counter.
Which makes a fun show.
And then that was so popular that it went into the Christopher Lowell Show, which we actually filmed on the back of Universal Studios for several years in a real house.
In a real house.
Where everything, every single piece of furniture changed every single day. It was crazy.
How fun, though.
And we did that for 10 years, and then we went into It's Christopher Lowell, which was a live studio audience show. And then after that, a show called Work That Room. So that spanned more than a decade on television every single day.
Yeah, and people are going, and he is, now you're not on the phone. You're in the studio.
No, I'm in the studio. Hello. I'm pinching you right now.
Yes, you are. And they probably want to know, what are you doing here in Grand Junction?
Well, interestingly enough, I didn't even know Grand Junction existed.
Of course
not. I was living in New Mexico.
Okay.
In Taos, New Mexico at the time, having moved from Santa Fe. And the guy who was the head of marketing for the Hilltop Community Properties.
I know him well.
Wanted to know if I would come in and do one of my shows.
Wow.
And so we met up here. And while I was here, they were having interior design disasters one after another, which was costing them a lot of money.
For Hilltop. I mean, they have a lot to think.
They have a lot of properties. And so they were ready for a re-image. And of course, I have ChristopherLowellHome.com, which is a very robust website.
Oh, yeah, you want to check it out, everybody.
Where I can really work from anywhere.
Yes.
So, you know.
Well, that's today.
Yeah.
Hey.
So I kind of came to this town, and I'm getting older now, and yes. I sort of said, this is a very serviceable little town. And
Sure.
And I'd always wanted to be come back to Colorado, because I lived in Colorado Springs when it was tiny.
Oh, all right.
It was quite tiny.
Okay.
So after years in Los Angeles in the business, and then a little bit of detox time in Santa Fe, New Mexico, I decided it was...
Beautiful place.
Yes. I decided it was time to get, you know...
Sure.
I was attracted to the sort of hometown living kind of thing. So,
and thanks to Gingerbread and Hilltop sponsorship of the Gingerbread Contest and Showcase, which you know, I, you know, I'll start talking about it. Give me another month or two. Mike from Hilltop asked me if he could bring someone along to judge in 2019.
That's right.
And he goes, don't know if you know him, but Christopher Lowell. And I thought, Christopher Lowell? Nah. Yeah, you know, not the one I'm thinking of. But then he did say that I might have heard of you.
Yeah.
And here you come. And it was, I mean.
Well, that's another great thing about Grand Junction.
Yeah.
I have anonymity here, which is really, really nice.
Well.
You know, and it's something that I've missed.
Well,
while I'm sitting here talking on the radio,
yeah.
Right?
but we clicked. We definitely clicked.
Oh, yeah.
Had some long, long coffees.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In fact, I think they were probably
Kindred
at the point
souls.
Where they were going to charge us for sitting there making those coffees last.
Yeah, we're going to have to start busting tables soon. Yeah.
So, and we've had a lot of fun, and you've written a lot of books, too, and you need to check this all out. But... It was, I said to you, hey, I want to have you back on the show and we'll talk about some of these things. But I'm going to start out with my big question, because I know there are some things we can do to make, like we've spent lots of money and we haven't.
Absolutely.
And rearranging furniture too. And it goes on and on. We'll run out of time.
Yes. There are wonderful sort of little things you can do in your home
right.
if you're willing to take a good right. hard look at it. And unfortunately, COVID, whether we liked it or not, forced us to hard look at it.
You are
I cannot tell you. We get thousands of letters and emails and things through the website. And I will tell you, in the last 2 years, people who have been living in houses that they thought were just fine
yes.
are very dissatisfied. They realize half of what they own, they don't even use anymore.
Yes.
They realize that they have to stretch their homes in a way they never thought to, because in COVID, the entire family ended up using the entire home.
Right. Dining room tables were desks.
Absolutely.
You name it.
And you know what's interesting about it? A lot of people started saying, I actually like this.
Exactly.
And I cannot tell you how many dining room into library makeovers I have done in the last...
I believe
Six
it.
6 months.
I believe
when they're
it.
Done, people are saying, I'm finally using these rooms.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Because every space that you use frees up space in other areas. And what
Amen.
I've been trying to remind people is just because rooms are dedicated, were built for a specific purpose 30 years ago.
Yes.
Doesn't mean they have to be used that way. Square footage is square footage.
Yeah.
So you really need to start looking at everything in your home and realizing that every single thing you own is charging you rent for being there.
Oh, wow. What a quote. You are right.
And let me tell you something.
Uh-huh.
Every single drawer that's full of stuff that you never use, every single cabinet that you have to rummage through to find the one thing that you use every day, suddenly it's in our faces because of COVID, because people are saying, I can't believe I can even find anything in here. And you know the closets that are full of clothes that you keep you're going to wake up in the body of
talk to my husband.
of a 30-year-old, and you're going to be, you know, wear them ever again.
Exactly. And like I had so many truly professional clothes.
Me too. Oh, yes. I had the red carpet clothes.
Yeah.
And I had the, you know, the studio clothes.
Mine wasn't exactly red carpet, but yes.
Oh, you're red carpet in this town, honey.
Well, we are really, I promise you, going to talk about lighting. The first thing that you know,
Writing is definitely one of the things.
And we're going to take a break here, and then we're going to talk about that. And, yes, you can rearrange furniture to make it give a whole new feeling.
And more space.
Yeah, and be brave to do it. That's the thing. And I'll tell you my story about that. So let's take a break right now, and we will be back with Food for Thought.
Sharpen your skates. The new River City Sportplex is now open. Grab a stick and get started with Learn to Play Hockey, co-ed adult leagues, hockey 101 classes, and more. New to ice skating? Lace up a pair of skates and join their Learn to Skate program. Figure skaters are invited to come out for the freestyle session, and individual skaters can glide around during the public skates. Sign up for the new curling and broomball program starting in December. Check out the website for a full list of programs and events. Take the family to the new River City Sportplex, formerly the Glacier Ice Arena. Visit rivercitysportplex.com.
Mason Jewelers, we're making dreams come true.
Anytime is the perfect time to show your love with a beautiful gift of jewelry. Hi, this is Chris with Mesa Jewelers. We carry engagement rings, wedding sets, and special pieces for special occasions. But sometimes the just because gifts are the ones they'll treasure forever. Mesa Jewelers is open regular hours to serve you 7 days a week, and we're still taking all safety precautions to protect our employees and customers. Come see us at 444 Main in downtown Grand Junction.
Hi, this is Claudine at the Frame Depot. Have you ever ordered framing online? Were you happy? We get it. It's easy to order everything online, but framing memories is something that needs to be handled with care. At Frame Depot, we handcraft every project with a happiness guarantee to make sure you love it for life. Let us show you why it's better to shop local if you want quality craftsmanship. Come see us at Frame Depot next to Sam's Club. And don't delay. Framing takes time, so get yours ordered today.
I'm Blake Ammon from the mentoring program at Mesa County Partners. The kids in our program just need a little bit of extra help. They need a positive role model. You only have to be 18 years old. There's no age limit. If you have a desire, there's always a need. We match based upon interests, so we're going to match you with a kid of similar interests to you. If you're interested, you just want to hear a little bit more about our program, or you have any questions, please feel free to reach out 970-245-5555 or mesapartners.org.
The Bullfrog Spas Factory Flash Sale event is here, starting December 15, 2021. Watermark Spas and Pools is hosting a very special month-long hot tub event where you can get our best pricing of the year and a free spa accessory package with the purchase of any Bullfrog Spa. Bullfrog Spas are the most energy-efficient, low-maintenance hot tubs in the world. The Factory Flash Sale is happening at Watermark Spas and Pools at 2494 West Mesa Court, only through January 31st, 2022, so don't miss out. Bullfrog Spas. Peaceful body, peaceful mind, peaceful home.
Upland Companies, helping build the Grand Valley since 2001. Upland Companies has provided a wide range of services, including commercial and residential site development and construction, underground utilities, gravel supply, and distribution. They also offer trenchless water line repair, saving you time and hassles without digging up your landscaping. And don't forget, if you need rock or gravel, they have that too. Upland Companies, building customer confidence by consistently providing quality products and services. Find out more at UplandCoInc.com.
Information you want and news you need. Welcome to the new year and the news year.
A fresh start.
News Radio 1100 KNZZ.
Good morning and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
And we are back. I can't believe that. What is it? We have one more weekend after this and we're into February.
Valentine's Day coming up soon.
Valentine's. Oh, yeah. We want to ask you, Christopher Lowell, well-known designer. We need to take a picture and post it right away because people go, oh, I know him. Yes, they will. They will. You're known.
I have a very distinctive look.
Well, and worldwide, and your voice and your laugh, and and you make us happy.
Aw.
And you make us realize that it doesn't have to be perfect, and it doesn't have to follow all these rules.
No, not at all, especially now. People are, I've just finished doing, this is a busy time because I'm doing a lot of projections for news outlets on what the trends are.
Yes.
And guess what? There are no trends.
Is that right?
For the first time in our history, there are no trends. Now, the bad news is that it's hard for people to focus when they don't have a trend.
Yes.
But the good news is you can do anything you want to now. You have permission to completely
hallelujah.
Live finally the way you really want to. As I say on my website, live like you really mean it this time. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I lie. And what was that quote you just gave us on the other section about getting...
Oh, Yes, of course, the big trend right now is everybody is finally realizing that they need to purge. And what I always say to them is one of the great motivators for me is money.
Mm-hmm.
Every single object that you have in your home is charging you rent.
Yes.
So
I've used that a couple times.
Not? And that's a great place to start.
Yeah.
While you have the time, you're stuck indoors. Yep. This is a time to really consider purging your house. You know, take a drawer, put it on your lap, put something on TV, and, you know, start.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorting things. One goes into the pile for Goodwill. One goes into a pile for a consignment shop. Mm-hmm. And the other one goes in the pile to just get rid of altogether. Mm-hmm. And you'll find that if you actually go through your home and get rid of anything that you haven't used in at least a year and a half consistently.
Yeah. And that goes for everything, little decorating things
that's
or
everything.
Whatever.
Yeah. Half of what you currently own, you don't use, but you're paying for.
Boy, what a good way to look at that.
And
that
when you start
really
looking at that, that's a real motivator for people to say, you know what? If it's chipped, get rid of it. A lot of people keep thinking, well, if it's perfectly good, I'll still use it. But if you're not using it, you have to give it to somebody who will use it, you know?
I was going to do embroidery and do a winter scene. Now, my girls, you know, mm-hmm. their children are grown now.
Yeah.
Back when they were still in school, probably middle school. And but I'm not that kind of, that's not me.
And you know what?
You know, it's still there.
And you know what? That actually puts a negative energy in the house because every time you see projects that you never got around to doing, you get even more depressed.
Yeah.
And it's already winter and we've been through COVID, so.
Get rid of it.
And this is, you know, I always hate the idea that people say, you know, spring cleaning.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to clean in spring.
You're right.
I want it clean by spring.
Because I want to enjoy the spring.
So this is a really good time now to get rid of the stuff.
Okay.
And by the way, consignment shops and thrift shops.
Right.
There's 30% more in the last 3 years than there ever was.
I call it recyclation.
Yeah, and it really is. Well, and the difference between those two, which people sometimes forget, a thrift store is a place where most of the prices are fixed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's a great place, like Goodwill Industries.
Places Arc, like that. All those
places. Those are great places to get plates and dishes and that kind of thing. Maybe even one at a time.
Yes.
But you can outfit an entire kitchen and look like William Sonoma if you have a good eye. Now, the key to working in those kind of spaces, I always say, bring a gift box with you. Take the object away from all the rest of the clutter, stick it in that gift box with the tissue paper, and see if it looks like something that you want to own. Because it's very difficult in those kind of shops.
It is when there's so much there.
Because 80% of it looks like junk, and at least 40% of it is. So, and a consignment shop, however, has already been curated. Now, consignment shops are literally the new retail. I just did a thing with NPR on this subject.
Well, I believe that. I mean, clothing
is huge now. And here again, we are finally at that point where we understand the importance of our own personal footprint.
Mm-hmm.
So we've gotten rid of the stigma of used, and we're now calling it pre-owned.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so gosh, we could talk for hours on each.
Yeah, I just want to put a little cap on it.
Okay.
When you, what's great about a consignment store is it's all of the items in that store usually have a time factor, and they're right on the tag. And a lot of the stores, if you wait and that item is still there, they're going to mark that down.
Yeah.
But anything you see in a consignment store, you can ask while you wait for them to call the person who owns that item and get a reduction. A minimum, you'll always get 10% off. Maximum, you can get up to 50% off. So even though it may look beyond your reach, and the quality of things, when people really made things beautifully, and it wasn't just Target, IKEA, Pottery Barn, you know, where everybody's house starts looking the same, the reason why these are becoming so popular is a whole new generation is seeing beautifully crafted things that they could never buy anyplace else. So not only if you take your own stuff, you're making cash on that.
Right, and you're sharing that because somebody else will see what you saw in it.
It's a win-win. I would say to you, this last house that I'm currently now living in is probably 90% consignment store thrift shop.
Wow.
Now, it's nobody ever believes me.
No,
because it looks beautifully done. But that's yeah. called taste.
Yeah.
And that's called, you know, doing your homework.
And that idea of taking it and putting it with the small ones in a gift box
yeah.
or something. Because sometimes, my daughter Julie has a real good talent for that. She can pick out something among all kinds of things.
Excuse me.
And then you go, oh, that I love that.
Yeah.
Where did you get that? But she does. But, and you know, I was thinking, you know, of course you and I had talked and we had our 4-hour coffee and, mm-hmm. And I go, I want to get you back on. And then the other, you know, day, a week or so ago, I was like, the thing I never did in my kitchen and over my, and we have a big enough area that there's dining area there mm-hmm. too. So see, I'm only mm-hmm. using one for dining now. And I go, and I need that light. I'm not a fan of overhead lights at all, except in the kitchen you have to have.
But here again, overhead lights are the biggest no-no.
Yeah, that's for me.
Nobody wants their ceiling lit up because
yeah.
there's no way to furnish a ceiling other than
yeah.
paint color.
When we built our home, I said to my husband, oh, we don't have to have overhead lights.
Yeah. The first thing I do.
You have to sell the house
yeah.
someday.
The first thing I do when I do makeovers for other people uh-huh. is we get rid of those overhead lights.
Amen.
We usually take them down and
yeah.
just put up a simple track lighting, paint it the same color as the ceiling.
Oh,
and then,
okay.
And
yeah.
then you add halogen bulbs, not floodlights.
Because aren't halogen the hot ones, though?
They can be hot,
yeah.
but they've come a long way, that technology.
There
oh, they
are
have. Now LED halogens as
oh,
well,
okay.
which is only
yes.
new in the
yes.
last 5 years. But
okay.
a halogen bulb will throw a pin spot clear across a room, and it gives you pools of light only where you need it. So you're
yeah.
even in your kitchen, it won't look like a cafeteria in there with all this broad lighting.
Right.
What you want is that focus light exactly where you need it, and then the rest kind of falls
okay.
into shadow.
Like over my island is
right.
where I do a lot of my
That's
work.
That's a bulb yeah. issue. And most people keep looking at the lighting fixture, and they don't think about the actual bulb.
See, and I have been trying to do that, and then it scares me because I'm thinking, it's not going to be good enough light for what I want to do on the island.
That's right. What you want is focused pools
uh-huh.
of light
uh-huh.
that have more intensity.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And that also keeps the character in the mood so that the kitchen feels just as inviting to come into as, say, a living room. And as you go into your living room, the same goes with your lamps.
Yes.
Now, when they first came out with LED bulbs, which was about 15 years
yes.
ago, they were awful.
They were
They
terrible.
Had this awful blue
yeah.
light that
we
made,
tried
that,
and we
that
were going,
made a 15-year-old...
Oh,
gorgeous girl look like a hag. You know, they're just awful.
Yeah.
So now that's been changed.
It sure has.
In the last 5 years, you can buy an LED warm temperature light bulb, and you can run them all day long now because they cost
yeah.
very little
yeah.
to run. And here's the other thing. Most people don't turn on lamps until the sun goes down.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's...
Right.
That only happens in places where people don't know any better. And the reality of it is, in all the great homes I've seen, lamps are on all the time because there's no,
yeah.
you have to make that light. So
right,
that the light
because you
even,
don't have that bright
right,
light
and
in every
it's perfectly place. Acceptable yeah. to have lamps on in key areas.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in the theater. And in fact, my specialty in the theater was lighting.
Sure.
I won a Tony Award
okay,
for
okay,
it.
Okay.
Now, so what you realize is with the right kind of lighting, you can pin spot what you really love, and you can disguise what you don't in the dark.
A little more on that when we come back, because, yeah, and even Christmas LED lights have improved greatly. But more on lighting, on all kinds of things. When we get back, the time is going way too fast.
Always
stick
does,
with us.
Dear winter, almost nothing stands in the way of a new 2022 Toyota. When you say stay home, the Camry all-wheel drive comes out to play. The Corolla's tech is red hot. Snowy hills don't stand a chance against the RAV4's available all-wheel drive with multi-terrain select. And everyone gets comfy in the Highlander with its available heated front seats. See you in the snow, Toyota. Find yours at toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Visit Turner Toyota today on East Main in Montrose. Toyota, let's go places. Hey, this is Calvin with Baker's Transmission.
And this is Cole with Driveline Service.
All we do is transmissions, drive shafts, and rear ends.
From maintenance to repair,
or a custom build, we can handle all of it. We're experts in the drivetrain field.
We're at one location for your slips, drips, and funny shifts.
From slipping gears to dripping rears.
Baker's Transmission
and Driveline Service.
Baker's Transmission and Driveline Service, now located west of 31 Road on I-70B at 540 Hoover Drive.
I'm Dr. David Lillian with Grand Junction Oral Surgery. Many adults in America are missing one or more teeth. Whatever the reason, it can be traumatic to be missing a tooth. One great option that we can offer is dental implants. We can replace a single tooth, multiple teeth, or even all of your teeth. There's many different options that can suit your specific needs. So if you're missing one or more teeth, we're happy to have a consultation with you and see what we can offer.
Call Grand Junction Oral Surgery 241-2820 or visit grandjunctionoralsurgery.net. Buying a home? If it has a chimney, fireplace, stove, insert, or dryer vent, be sure to have the Chimney Doctor inspect it first. Certified and insured to help ensure your safety. The Chimney Doctor, serving you from Aspen to Moab and Grand Junction to Telluride. Book online at chimney.doctor.
1100 KNZZ, dependable weather.
Sunny for Saturday, Grand Junction 40, Montrose 40 as well. Mostly clear Saturday night, 19. Sunny on Sunday, 42. 42 again on Monday.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Coronavirus is spreading in America, and I know we are all concerned. I'm Dr. Phil. Concern is understandable, but there's something you can do. Get the facts about practical ways to protect yourself and your loved ones, from cleaning your hands often to staying home if you're sick. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States. It takes all of us to combat coronavirus. Go to www.cdcfoundation.org to learn more about protecting yourself and your community.
Sean Hannity.
We've got a lot of news.
Weekday afternoons at 1.
I don't hide who I am.
Get to the truth.
On 1100 KNZZ.
Good morning and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
Well, and here we are back with Christopher Lowell on the program, a designer. You know, go to ChristopherLowell.com, right?
Or you can go to ChristopherLowellHome.com.
Okay, go to those and you'll go, I know that guy. I know that guy. And interior designer, performer. I mean, we could go on and on. But we are gleaning information from Mr. Christopher Lowell. And we were finishing up on lighting. We could do a whole program on lighting.
Lighting is its own show. But the one thing I will say to you is that we don't respect it. The number one thing that most amateur homeowners forget about is the lighting. The lighting is what creates the theater, it creates the mood, and it creates the intimacy in a home where every room should have a warmth about it. And especially if you've just gotten rid of your Christmas tree and it was so pretty.
See,
and all the lights and everything.
And
I'll bet a lot of people are going, oh, I really miss those lights. Well, that's because they're supposed to be in your home all the time. You know. So we talked about LEDs.
Right.
And we talked about...
thank goodness for the change in those, by the way.
For the light bulbs. But I always talk in terms of what I call the restaurant factor.
Okay.
When you go into a McDonald's,
mm-hmm.
what's the light look like? All over, all broad.
Right.
Everybody looks ugly because they want you to get your burger and get the hell out of there. If you go to a, you know, like a mid-range steakhouse.
Right.
It's a little bit nicer because they want you to stay a little bit longer, but then they want you to get out of there.
Ah, I see where you're going with this.
But if you go to a beautiful restaurant
where
there's pin spots on the tables,
right.
you can still read your menus, you still have plenty of serviceable light,
mm-hmm.
and there's a pool of light here and a pool of light there, and everybody's skin tone looks beautiful.
Yeah.
They're going to want you to stay all night, and they're going to want you to order that last bottle of wine. So if you think of your home in those terms, there is
the same
psychology applies.
Wow. Very interesting. And I may have to check my lights out before, or I may take you shopping.
Another thing that goes incredibly well with lighting are mirrors.
Mirrors.
Okay. Framed mirrors are one of the best kept secrets of most designers.
Well, you know, back in the day, I remember my mom having a big mirror on the wall, usually behind the couch.
Yeah.
So, when you think of mirrors, sometimes you think
of... And there were a lot of really tacky ones. Remember, when I grew up, they had the mirror tiles, and they had all of these.
Yeah, but mirrors in themselves.
Mirrors and beautiful frames. And it used to be that a beautifully framed, just a simple but chunky framed mirror that was a decent size cost a fortune.
Sure.
Not anymore, and not today. And sometimes they're made out of particle, but who can tell... Unless you're tapping on it.
Okay.
Because the reality of it is you can take, if you place your mirrors, especially opposite windows where you are getting light, that mirror not only doubles the view and pulls the view and the light all the way over to that side of the room, but you're also doubling everything in that room as well.
Wow.
And it suggests, especially in those who are stuck with small spaces, it suggests that there's another room beyond.
It does. You know? Sure, it would. Exactly.
So mirrors working together with lighting will help you re-mood your space and also visually stretch your space. Also, men and women together both love mirrors because it's non-gender specific.
Gotcha.
So if there are old paintings that you had on the wall that you just put there just to fill the hole,
right,
that's taking up real estate. And when indeed you could actually be adding depth and taking everything you're working on in that room and stretching that visually to create the illusion of twice as much space.
Okay, now, the room. Rearranging furniture.
Biggest mistake most people make is they keep their sofas up against the walls.
Yes.
And the reason why that is not a good idea is because the walls are reserved for your storage cabinets and your tables.
Yes.
So if you have... And uninterrupted wall space is the most expensive and the most important part of any room.
Makes sense.
So where are you going to put the bookcase? Where are you going to put the sideboard with the mirror over it?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going to put those things if you're taking that very valuable space and you're pushing a sofa up against it? There's a reason why a sofa is a poster all the way around.
There. Okay. Yes. I good point.
Now remember, always remember in your mind, the human form only needs 18 inches to comfortably navigate between furniture.
You know, I heard you say that, and I read it, too, on your website.
And I would say about 80% of the people who continue to be as part of our fan base, that's the number one rule that they said changed their lives. Because it means you can actually have more furniture, and it's not just to have more furniture there. It's every room should have as much clothes storage as display.
Got you, yes.
And if you are using those walls with your sofa up against it, so let that sofa float into the center of the room. Think of a hotel lobby. Okay. When you go into a hotel lobby, it's full of 10 to 11 different furniture groupings.
It is.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nothing's up against the walls. Everything floats. You can get around. Your living room should be the same way.
So what would you do that? You know, a lot of people, living in smaller spaces has... become necessary or desirable, and so let's talk about a small area for a living room. Sorry.
Okay, for instance, I have a small area that's probably typical of most people's master bedroom.
Okay,
quite small.
Okay,
I still use that 18-inch rule.
Okay,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
On the wall where I would have had my sofa, I have a nice credenza and a beautiful mirror because that mirror is going to make that space feel a lot
look
wider
bigger
than it is.
Mm-hmm.
And
more
then
open.
Right in front of it, 18, I think in my case, it's about 24 inches, enough that you can walk past it.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I have my sofa facing the television that's framed by all the bookcases on the other wall.
Gotcha.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the natural instinct would be to put that bookcase, that sofa up against that
exactly.
wall.
Exactly.
But then you're stuck. You have no place to go. So if you remember that 18-inch rule, all you need to do is be able to make walkways through a floating furniture area, and it will also make the room look twice as big, because here's the trick. In most cases, when you walk into a room, the person sees the amount of furniture in the room, not the size of the room. And if
there You're right.
feels like there's a generous amount of furniture,
mm-hmm.
8 out of 10 times, most people will think the room is twice as big as it is. And when you show them a picture
is that right?
If you show them the picture of that room empty, uh-huh. they'll go, oh my gosh. Or if you've ever moved after you've lived in a place for a long time and you realize, right. my gosh, this room was so small.
Ah.
So the optical illusion is that the eye goes to furniture. And remember, with your furniture, you want to stay in fairly normal scale. Don't put tiny furniture into tiny spaces because then you've just made the same mistake again. And
okay.
I always say it looks like you landed in the land of the Lilliputians or something. Do you know what I
mean? Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Also, think in terms of maybe getting rid of those big sectionals that you took from the big house into the small house but never quite worked.
Right.
You only need a portion of that, and then maybe
exactly.
two club chairs side by side on the other side of a coffee table that should be twice as big as what most people have.
Well, and let's talk about coffee tables in those rooms. I had, I still have a huge, would you call it not footstool because it's so much bigger.
Like a bench?
It almost is, but it was to be like a footstool, mm-hmm, but I mean, very long. And when we wore those couches out, we had two couches that looked the same. When we wore those out, I kept that, mm-hmm. and I put it at the foot of our bed. But then...
Like an ottoman type of thing.
An ottoman type, yeah. Right. And so then I decided, I had the coffee table in front of the couch, of course, but we always wanted to put our feet upon it.
Right.
And I thought, I think that ottoman would go
good
with,
for you. That was a great instinct.
And so I got my sliders for it because it's,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
And actually, I did it myself.
Mm-hmm.
And Fred was totally shocked when he came home and saw what I did.
Yeah.
But we love it. We love it.
And by the way, that is the trend. You'll be hard-pressed to find a lot of the same sort of oval, small, glass-round tables on, you know, a little iron base mm-hmm. anymore. They're just not practical.
Yeah.
The width of your coffee table should be at least as wide as the sofa it's in front of.
See? Okay. And most aren't.
Most aren't.
No.
Because in the old days, that wasn't the look, and people didn't actually, those were company rooms. They were not.
They didn't really use
they
them.
They were mislabeled yeah. as yeah. living rooms because yeah. nobody used them.
Yeah.
Now, today, all of our rooms need to be living rooms.
So
okay?
I've been looking for, I have a tray, but I've been looking for a neat tray to sit on
Great.
There. So
consignment shop is a perfect place to find something.
All
like
right.
That.
So, because when you sit there with a cup of coffee,
sure.
if someone's around, you yep. know, and you want, then you can just take that tray.
If you go onto my website, you'll see a video that I did just on coffee tables. And it was shot right here at American Furniture.
Gotcha.
Where I actually had to put two coffee tables together to make one big coffee table.
I'll bet you did.
Because
yeah.
it's hard to find them the actual right size unless you have them custom built.
Yes.
But also think in terms of the coffee tables that have a nice rustic wood top, mm-hmm. but plenty of hidden drawer storage all the way around.
Well, and there are those like that too. And in fact, we'll finish that up. We're coming back for our last segment.
Are you kidding?
I know. I wish I was. I wish I was. And we wanted to ask you about a Valentine dinner as well, because I know you've had a lot of experience in that. So stick with us. We will be back for lots more food for thought to pack in our last segment.
Did you know the Glass Brokerage does shower doors? Our shower enclosures are custom made, which means that you aren't limited to mass-produced sizes and styles, and there are lots of elements that you can customize, including an easy clean coating. No, that doesn't mean we'll come clean it for you. When getting a shower door, the measure, installation, service, and warranty are all important, and we will be with you each step of the way. If you're ready to update your bathroom's look, come see us at the Glass Brokerage, 2200 East Main.
Call the Glass Team, Glass Brokerage.
Hi, Neil with Airstream Plumbing and Heating. Now that heating season is here, it's a good time to change or clean your filters as well as service and clean your furnace. New filters allow for better airflow and healthier air in your home. Dirty filters can also cause your furnace to work harder to heat your home. If you need help, feel free to give Airstream a call, 434-5348.
your personal plumber, Airstream Plumbing and Heating.
When you need service right away,
call 434-5348.
This is not a sofa. This is hand-stitched excellence. A drive-in. A fortnight. This is a front row seat and center of the party. A shoulder to cry on. A place far, far away. This is where you'll sing, dance, laugh. This is from our family to yours. Because it's not just a sofa. It's Benchmade by Bassett.
Save 25% on furniture and 35% on rugs during Bassett's Winter Design Event, going on now.
This is Jennifer Circa with Greyhound Real Estate. I started my company in 2017 because I wanted to do things differently. So I decided to go off and do my own thing where I wasn't limited. Mostly I'm going to save you money. Our average client saved over $5,000 in 2021. And altogether, we've done over 60 transactions this year, saving our clients $329,000. You can find us online at greyhoundrealestate.com or call the office at 970-344-9344.
It may look like a golden goose, but new construction's as fickle as Lady Luck.
Dad always said, never shortchange service work.
Because when homeowners know they can rely on you,
you form a relationship with them.
But bidding on new construction
is always a one-off transaction.
And being service-driven is more than a business decision.
It's a values thing.
And a mindset.
You can chase work up valley at the mansions.
Or you can deliver neighborly service
to every homeowner on the Western Slope.
Service-driven also makes you a better heating tech.
You gotta learn how to diagnose problems
and adopt a repair first, replace when you need to mindset.
You gotta go superhero on customers' problems.
Weep-pow!
And treat people like neighbors.
If we can't fix your furnace right then and there,
we have a Sign Today, Sleep Warm Tonight program.
We'll loan you space heaters for free
until we solve your problem.
Now that's neighborly
and service minded.
Weep-pow!
So if you're Western Slope,
we're your people
for heating emergencies
and plumbing too
at Western Power, 1 hour heating and air.
Weep-pow!
The Ron Caskey Show, Saturday mornings at 11 on 1100 KNZZ and 92.7 FM.
Good morning and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
And here we are with our last segment.
We've hardly made a dent in it.
Christopher Lowell. I know. Yeah. We've hit some on lighting and things. The idea is making it warm and cozy and comfortable. And so we've talked about lighting, all of these
furniture
subjects.
Placement. And now, if you go to my website, I've just posted 12 new video room recipe cards.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Good. See, there are all kinds of recipes there.
It's all the colors that I've used in all the makeovers on TV that
recipe
we know are absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
It's all on video. It shows you what color goes where, what the name of the color is, and the number of the color, and it also shows you where you can purchase those colors. Okay?
Perfect. Because
so there's no excuse, because I know color is a big issue.
It is. It is. It is. It so is. So ChristopherLowellHome.com.
ChristopherLowellHome.com.
Yeah. Okay. We've got that. So Valentine's Day is coming up.
Well, I thought it might be fun to sort of combine the Valentine's Day menu with the fact that we're celebrating soup.
Yes, because we wanted to talk soup because everybody loves soup.
Yeah.
And I've been talking on it, and we were always going to get into more of the stock versus the broth and that. But today, tell us, you're combining love for soup and
Valentine's Day. And I was thinking, you know, what's red? Well, a great Tuscan tomato soup. And it's so
perfect.
Super simple. And it's you literally take a big, you know, Pyrex pan.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You take plum tomatoes, which are a little bit heavier and they don't disintegrate.
Denser.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Split them in half. Cram them all full. Put a little bit of red onion over the top. A little bit of fresh basil.
Right.
Italian seasoning. A drizzle of olive oil. And a little bit of balsamic reduction, which you can actually get the glaze.
Yes, you guys, you're the one that pointed that
amazing.
Out to me, because I there's a whole story about how I reduced
so anyway,
a bottle
to nothing. Stick all of that in the oven. Now, I usually put garlic in it, but because it's Valentine's Day, I'm going to leave the garlic out.
You are.
Okay.
Unless both
have garlic.
Okay.
In which case, just take like elephant garlic, which is mild.
I love it.
Slice that up.
Yeah.
And just lay that over
there
the top.
You go.
Then you let that slow cook in the oven for a good hour and a half, and you'll be able to tell. It won't look pretty.
About 325, 350.
I actually like to go up to 425.
Okay, so we're actually quicker roasting,
right,
because that's the temperature
it'll
I
give
like.
It'll give it a fire roast.
It will, which feeling. I love.
Now, you can also add red pepper to this if you want
sure.
to, just depending on your taste.
Okay.
Then you take it, throw the whole thing in the food processor, and pulse it.
There you go.
Don't whir it up, because then you'll lose all the texture.
Right.
But you can control the texture the way you want
exactly.
it.
Exactly, because I like more texture.
Right. And then when all that's pretty much finished, what I like to do is do something cold as a side salad.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe take the same tomato idea, take those same plum tomatoes,
mm-hmm.
slice them thin,
mm-hmm.
get mm-hmm. the pre-sliced fresh mozzarella,
mm-hmm.
Put that on top, a couple of capers, a few scallions, mm-hmm. and you do a big plate of that, and that's delicious with it.
And very simple to do.
And completely simple to do.
But very colorful.
Right. And another thing you can do as another entree, I like it especially for Thanksgiving, Valentine's Day, is to be able to kind of do things that you can eat with your fingers.
Yeah.
So one of my favorites is a pear, bacon, and blue cheese tart with caramelized onions. It's
so delicious.
You go right to the frozen food section and you get the pastry sheets.
Okay,
the
yes.
The puff pastry sheets.
Mm-hmm.
Now
yep.
you can also do them in the little cups if you want to, but I like the sheets.
Right.
Now you can cut that into a heart shape if you're so inclined.
Well, and yes, and I would do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you take just a store-bought small jar of Alfredo sauce, because you only need a couple of tablespoons.
Gotcha.
You put that all on the bottom of the tart, reserving mm-hmm. a good inch to an inch and a quarter around that, because that's the part that will puff up.
Right.
Then you take your pears, you slice them super thin, and that's a good winter fruit.
Oh, yeah, it is. Their pears are in.
So you just take your pears, you lay them all in,
mm-hmm.
then you add crumbled blue cheese
mm-hmm.
and gorgonzola.
Okay.
And you stick that in the oven. It takes mm-hmm. about 10 minutes, and it comes out. And that paired with the soup, so you've got the sweet
Perfect.
And the sour, and you
Perfect.
Have... you know, something sort of elegant, and it's quite delicious.
Oh, okay, this sounds absolutely delicious. I'm seeing that when you put the dough, be it the puff pastry sheets.
Right. You can do it with pizza dough, too, if you want to.
Right, and could you do it with the pie crust that comes in a roll?
Well, no.
No.
Only because that's not going to puff.
You want it puffy.
You want something that has a dough feeling without being too heavy.
Yeah, yeah. So, actually, and you need it to come up the sides. So, if you don't have a heart to put it in, have the heart.
Right.
you could actually roll the dough out and cut a heart and put it on top.
It's already rolled.
You?
Yeah, it's yeah, already yeah. rolled out for you. So what you can easily do is just take another one of those sheets with your cookie cutters
and cut out a heart. There you go.
And stick it
then
on
you
top.
Have your heart.
Yeah.
Yes. And you could put. On the salad, I have been known to cut hearts out of red peppers.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yes, I am one of those people that try to, carry through the theme.
Yeah.
Yeah, even in food.
Of course, you know, there are people who have time and there's people who don't have
time. Right,
you know what I mean?
Right. I got a dessert idea. What do you think of this? You can go buy some really good brownies, which you don't want to have too many on hand because, you know. But
they'll pop up on your waist.
And and you can get some cherry pie filling, and you mm-hmm. can get some that's lighter in sugar and mm-hmm. that and good quality. And put them, so you take a, if you get a pan of brownies, you could cut out the heart.
Of course, yeah.
And then you put the cherries on top and then a little whipped cream if you want.
Nice.
And lovely,
mm-hmm.
and there you go.
I have the same version of that,
okay.
which is you take just a regular brownie mix.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And you separate it between two round pans.
I know.
Okay.
Okay.
So it only gets to be about a quarter of an
mm-hmm.
inch thick. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got two of those discs.
Right.
You pack those. Then in two other of the same round pans,
mm-hmm.
you do a chocolate cake mix.
Uh-huh.
And you can embellish it. You can add more cocoa. You can add vanilla. You can add a little sour cream.
Exactly.
Whatever you want to do. And you make two of those discs. And you slice those two in half.
Uh-huh.
Then you go to your local supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
You get a cheesecake.
Uh-huh.
That's exactly, they are usually the same size as a cake pan.
Mm-hmm.
You slice that in half.
Mm-hmm.
And then you layer
the
brownie first.
Oh, my.
The cheesecake.
Uh-oh.
The cake.
Oh.
The cheesecake. The cake again with the crispy brownie on top.
Uh-huh.
And then you take macerated fruit of any kind you like. It can either be the cherries, just like you said.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or it can be fresh strawberries with a little bit of mint.
It is National Cherry Month.
Yep. And you throw that over the top.
Oh, my.
And then you cut it. It is so delicious. And you're not standing over the stove because you're just baking.
Right.
And you could do all the baking in advance.
Oh,
and
sure.
And it'll hold easily
absolutely.
For like 2 or 3 days.
Absolutely.
It takes about 10 minutes to assemble, and it looks like you ordered it from some
absolutely.
French patisserie somewhere. It's delicious.
Wow. And then here's what you do. You each have a nice piece, and then you share this with your neighbors.
Yeah, get it the hell out of my house, right? Yeah,
because I'm going to eat it all.
Exactly.
Hey, thank you so much for coming. ChristopherLowHome.com.
Right.
Need to do it again.
We were really brief. All this stuff is
online.
We are
out of time. So, hey, see you next week. Take a walk, by the way.